The book is called M is for Michigan, Celebrating the Tradition of Michigan Football. And the author of that book is Greg Nelson. And Greg joins us now. Greg, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you, gentlemen, doing?
We are doing.
Appreciate you having me on.
And no problem. We're doing outstanding, as a matter of fact. And got a copy of your book in the mail earlier this week. And I got to tell you, you know, for young fans who are looking to get a historical perspective on the University of Michigan, this is a great, great start to them doing that. M is for Michigan. Tell us, what was your inspiration for the book?
Well, actually, that is kind of the inspiration. I have five children, and, you know, I've been a lifelong Michigan fan myself. And as my children grew and their interest in the program grew, particularly my son Drew, his fifth grade class, is probably listening to us online in Orlando today. As I saw his interest grows so much, it's kind of an opportunity for me to reach out and share and give him a little bit of the history and the tradition and the lore that surrounds the program.
And I wouldn't say it's just for the kids, especially when you get towards the back of this book, you get past the alphabet, as we call it. You call it M is for Michigan football. You go through the 26 traditions of Michigan football, and you go as simple as the colors. You talk about the undefeated teams. I mean, you have a lot of things you go through in the 26 traditions, but in the back of it, this is where it's not just for kids, because you have things like best comeback victory, best single catch, best quarterback, and these are the things that people, and you list four or five things, but people can actually go online and vote on them themselves. Do you want to talk a little bit more about that?
Yeah, exactly. The idea started as an ABC book, but as we got moving into the book, and this was published by the University of Michigan Press, and together with them, we created a more of an interactive program in the back. So what we've done is, we've taken advantage of the fact that there's so many blogs out there. There's radio stations like WTKA that allow people to get on and talk and discuss and debate many different things. And, sports is the most debatable thing there is, other than politics, probably.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
What we've done is we put together 10 questions, debates, in the back of the book, such as, best Michigan quarterback, most thrilling comeback victory, things like that. And you can go on the website at the Michigan Press and cast your votes, and we're looking for all Michigan fans to jump in there and give us, either vote for what we've, the answers that we've thrown out there, or they can write in their own. And we'll publish, results online immediately after you vote.
So yeah,
where things stand.
This has definitely sparked a debate between, my friends. One, I was curious, best receiver, and I didn't see Desmond Howard's name on the list for best receiver. I was wondering what was the criteria for, it's just a personal question because I got into a debate. I picked AC, but Desmond was a close number two. Where was Desmond's name on the best receiver list?
Obviously, he's right up there. We actually left it open like that on purpose. We only wanted to add, four or five people per question to leave that debate open and stir reactions such as that.
Yeah, well, you certainly did that. I know in the best running back discussion, even though his statistics don't quite match up to the guys you have listed, have Ron Johnson, Jamie Morris, Tyrone Wheatley, Anthony Thomas, Mike Hart, got a lot of guys saying, "Now, where's Tony Bowles? Where's Tony Bowles?" His stats don't match up. Boy, you got it.
Have you cast your votes yet?
I have not cast my votes yet. But that's
well, you
but
it was get a, it out there.
It's a great idea though, because it's the kind of thing that we could do a whole week's worth of shows on. Hey, who would you take, Braylon Edwards or David Terrell? You could do that all week long.
Take a question all week. Like I said, there's 10. The back of the book also lists full season records and game results from the last 40 years. So, it is a coffee table book that you could sit back and stir up some memories, hopefully some great memories.
Well, Greg, we're going to tell you how this is available, have you tell them how this is available. But first I want to say we're talking to Greg Nelson. He's author of a new book called M is for Michigan Football. Greg's a local guy who grew up in Jackson and a lifelong Michigan fan. And one of the things that I wanted to pass along, Greg, is tomorrow we have the C.S. Mott Children's Takeover, where the Michigan football team is here, and this is more information for the audience, but you're Greg, you guys have agreed to, or not agreed, but offered to donate 5 of these books to the hospital and to the patients there. And I think that's an outstanding gesture because, again, this is not a kid's book. We're not suggesting, but it is a great book for kids who are growing up and learning Michigan football.
Yeah, it's our pleasure, and we're looking forward. Hope that the event's a great one, great cause.
Greg, for folks who are interested in obtaining the book, where might they get it?
Well, the book is called M is for Michigan Football, and it will be available online in all your favorite bookstores. Actually, it's online now if you want for pre-sale. But it goes officially on sale Monday, June 15th. It is $12.95, and it's available in all the Ann Arbor bookstores.
Okay, Greg. Well, appreciate your contribution to tomorrow's show, and an outstanding book. And like I said, if you have a coffee table, you're a Michigan fan, this is a must-have. I know I have mine on there right now, so I appreciate your time.
Greg, I appreciate you having me on, and I hope people love it.
All right. Thanks a lot, Greg. Appreciate you.
Thanks, guys.